Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up!
By my co-host, Couture. What's going on, Couture?
Can you hear me? I'm on.
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound
okay.
Fine. Craig, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, for those who don't know, which is everyone, but us three, we almost just averted disaster because, I don't know, the last few weeks that we've been doing shows, it keeps asking me if I want to upgrade, and I don't know if I accidentally clicked on it or what, but... it was telling me that I couldn't use my Internet Explorer browser, so I had to switch to Firefox. And then when I logged in, I noticed that the host pin was different, and it wouldn't recognize it when I was trying to type in this new one. And after several failed attempts, it finally logged me in, and we're able to do the show. But for a minute there, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But anyway, here we are. So it's a big weekend. It's SummerSlam weekend, and... we're going to preview the show and the NXT show and maybe the ROH show if we have time. But are you guys excited for SummerSlam?
Sure. It's going to be a good weekend. I'm going to have a good weekend, and I think it's going to be some great wrestling.
Yeah, you're more excited for the buffet on Sunday before the wrestling. Come on, Craig.
With the buffet, who wouldn't be excited?
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I'm going to a buffet myself, so it's going to be, by the end of the buffet, it's going to be Fat Ed Fat.
It's going to be before the buffet, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but it'll be Fatter Ed Fatter after the buffet.
More so.
Yeah, more so. But, yeah. Actually, Couture, you didn't sound too excited. Do you have, plans at all other than just watching SummerSlam? Are you going to partake in festivities like me and Craig, or are you just going to be boring?
No, I'm not doing anything. Super kind of a fight doesn't mean anything but to a bunch of geeks on the website, so I don't much care.
Yeah. You're like Craig, he's probably gonna snub us next year at WrestleMania and like come out and hang out with us.
Better.
We'll see.
Or not.
You can act right.
yeah.
But I guess, what do you guys want to start with? Do you want to start with SummerSlam, or you want to start with NXT, or what do you want to do here?
Two NXT.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's go in order.
Okay. That sounds good, because I am apparently very confident that there will be a big surprise tomorrow that's going to make me fucking mine. And I'm glad I got a certain t-shirt in the mail today so I can wear it tomorrow. But we'll see what happens.
Mm. Yes, I've been alerted to this. Yeah, okay. So, excuse me, tomorrow on the network, starting at 6 o'clock my time, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, we have NXT TakeOver, and it is coming from the Barclays Center, the same place that SummerSlam will be in, and completely sold out. So hopefully these folks will get a nice big, a fat payday for a big house show like this. But
hopefully, because they didn't get that payday in San Jose.
Yeah, well, anyway. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Craig, before we start getting into the matches, I just noticed we have a
sure.
caller calling on the line, so let's take them before we actually get into it. Might be one of Couture's neighbors. Caller calling from area code 972. Who's this?
Hey. How are you?
What's going on? Who's this again?
Yeah, it was Danny from Dallas, Danny Hernandez.
Oh, Danny Hernandez. What's going on, Danny? How you doing?
Good. I just heard your little tease for Blue Pants on NXT. I also
K-Fabe. We're not saying names. We're just saying a surprise.
Surprise. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the NXT card. This week, like this special, and then on Wednesday they have the 90-minute special. The biggest thing that NXT has that probably like the main roster doesn't do is like their women. Like even though they say it's like a Divas Revolution, they haven't really done anything at all. Like all the emotion and stuff is here in NXT, and that's the match you're probably looking for the most, because you know Bayley, she's like the most lovable. Like, I don't know what it is. She's like, I don't know. She makes me, go back as a kid and stuff, and she's colorful, and I think she wins.
She plays the part perfectly. You really think, you almost think for real that she's actually a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that might sound bad in some ways, but that's the character she's portraying. She's portraying the little girl, and she does it perfectly.
She's like a Powerpuff Girl.
Anyways, easy, Jared.
And then the Triple H, he did his conference call, for the media, and he said, like, don't be surprised, there'll be people that on the main roster that come down and see from that NXT call or turn down. That's
We actually have a bad connection because I can barely understand you. Do you have any questions you want to ask specifically, and then we'll answer those, and you can just listen to on air?
No question. Thanks for taking my call. See ya.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for listening. We just got a bad connection. I'm sorry. Okay. That was Danny Hernandez. That's one of the usual callers from Wrestling Observer Live. Craig, we'll go ahead and... start the preview. Well, before you start the preview, because are you going to do the whole show or just what's going to be on the special? Because there's actually, they're filming a week of TV, which tells me that the stuff last week that we talked about was all just a ruse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to run down what they have on the WWE website. Whatever they put on TV is completely up to them. But,
okay.
Yeah. The first thing that they're promoting is Apollo Crews is going to make his in-ring debut.
He's I've heard his name for forever, but I've actually never actually seen him do a match because I never really watched Evolve or Dragon's Gate. But he's pretty impressive looking. He is. I mean, I can see why they signed him. He has got a body on him. He is jacked and very athletic. Very athletic for his size.
Uha Nation, is that what his name
yes,
is?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, Uha Nation.
You've seen him, Craig, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him. He's really good.
Really good?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, he's a total package. He's got the body. He's athletic. He's very athletic. He does a standing moonsault that's actually very impressive.
He's a flyer.
He seems to have some personality from the little vignettes. I mean, he hasn't done a whole lot, but he looks like he has something there as well. So, hopefully maybe he'll be one of these new stars that they can bring up in the future.
I think so. Yeah, I totally think it's going to be nothing but the best for this guy. I think he's going to do really well.
And you can tell somebody from the writing staff is somebody has to be a fan of the Rocky movies, and somebody else has to be a fan of the Untouchable movies. With the Sylvester Stallone with all the dudes, he's the big black guy with the big machine gun.
Gotcha.
So you can see that that's where they got their name. It's like they couldn't think of something themselves, so they just thought of two fictional characters, and I guess Cruz is the dude's real name, but
that's what they always do, though. Either they take two singers or something, their first and last names or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Now when he gets called up, do you think his name will be Apollo or Cruz?
Probably Apollo, because that's a cooler name.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't understand this match at all. But Samoa Joe will be wrestling Baron Corbin.
They want to give Corbin, there's either two things. They want to give Corbin a big win, or they want to, you know, give him a little humility and actually have him get his ass kicked for a change. But when I saw the last NXT, and I'm not into Baron Corbin. I just don't see anything. I mean, he's tall, and I just don't think he's close to being ready or anything, or even finding himself as a character. But when he grabbed Samoa Joe and hit that move, his move on NXT, that was pretty goddamn impressive.
What's his move?
I don't know, but he slammed the shit out of him. He caught Samoa Joe, who was coming at him full steam, and in one motion just slammed the shit out of him.
Haven't seen it for about 3 weeks now. I'm very behind on, everything in general. But that's another story for another time.
You should catch up, or at least check out the Bayley matches leading up to it, because she's been on a roll. Her match with Becky was awesome. Her match with Charlotte was awesome. And then the press conference was pretty awesome, too, where she was she jumped Sasha and kicked her ass and had to be held back by the referees. And seeing an angry Bayley is so different than seeing, you know, the happy Bayley that it was. It was pretty good. You really should, if not the whole show, at least check out the Bayley to catch up on the storyline.
Okay. We have something I'm looking forward to for very different reasons. Tyler Breeze versus Jushin Thunder Liger, sweeping him out from ROH for the weekend. But, again, another story for another time.
Right, I mean, if he was going to leave ROH to haul ass to NXT to work out a deal, he could have asked us for a ride. We would have gave him a ride on the bus.
Yeah. No doubt.
And then when the story was that he at least wanted to work one match in WWE, you know? Ultimo Dragon thing or something?
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that. I'm sure there was like a ton of guys who have had long, great careers who, you know, maybe they don't want to work for WWE, but hey, it'd be cool to fucking work one match. You know what I mean? And I also think this is leading up to a Hall of Fame thing also.
It could be, he probably deserves it. It's him. Even though he never actually wrestled in WWE, but she'd have people in the Hall of Fame for WWE, so it don't matter.
And they do have footage of him because of his time from WCW on the network. So they have tons, you know, they could put
in
awesome
New Japan stuff on those DVDs. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like the Benoit DVD and other stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, this should be good. I mean, he can still go. He was great ROH weekend in at WrestleMania. And he knows what he's doing. He doesn't even have to do all the moves he used to still have a good match.
Right.
But he's still.
That's the good thing about these guys, like Liger, everything's covered up, so it's like he just looks as young as he did when he first seen him. You know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Hasn't aged a bit.
He's still jacked for his age. I mean, you can tell he's a powerhouse even under the costume. But he looks exactly the same. Maybe a couple pounds heavier, but I mean, he looks the same.
Yeah.
It's the same guy. He just can't fly like he used to. But like I say, he can cover it up and do other things. And Tyler Breeze has been doing good. You know, he's, I love the character. It reminds me of what was that one movie? God damn it.
The one with
the model? Guy. Yeah.
Oh,
they're making a remake or a part two.
Yes. Zoolander?
Zoolander, yes, exactly. Yeah, he's kind of like Zoolander, and he's just real cool. I like the gimmick. I think he needs to get in some weight, man, you know, before they call him up. Kind of small.
Yeah.
And,
a little bit.
You know, I mean, if he got, like, a little more shot, he says, like, you know, Shawn Michaels was small, but he's had the weight on him. You know, he had the muscle. And if this guy, I think if Tyler Breeze had a little more muscle, and, I guess people are going to say that I'm suggesting he gets on steroids, but all I'm suggesting is he gains a little more weight. He'll be on the main roster for sure soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how that entrance couldn't get over on a big stage. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have the Tag Team Championship match. Blake and Murphy versus the Vaudevillians.
Hey, Blake and Murphy. Thank Gunner and Murphy for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, they're about to.
I still don't know who they are.
They're smaller versions of High Voltage.
Yeah.
That, there you go.
Danger, High Voltage. I remember that thing.
Yeah. They're okay. I like the dude's running suplex. That's actually kind of cool. I don't know how there's a limit to guys he can do that to. You know, he can't do that to Samoa Joe. But the best part of their act, of course, though, is Alexa Bliss, who has to be one of the most beautiful women in all of pro wrestling. I mean, there's something about her. She's just a looker. And I thought she was an awesome babyface, and I didn't think she could be a good heel. And she's a better heel than she was a babyface. And she's just an awesome. She's the whole act, in my opinion, really. And the Vaudevillians, they got an awesome gimmick for NXT. It'd be like a joke gimmick in WWE, unfortunately. But the two dudes are cool. And like I say, potential big surprise tomorrow. And I hope I'm not getting my expectations up too high for this, and I'm heartbroken tomorrow. But very much looking forward to the big surprise tomorrow. Man, you guys are really positive tonight.
We've been thrown off our game by this technical issue.
That's very cool.
Well, be a professional. Let's get back on track here, like me.
Professor, yes, we set a standard for professionalism. We need to keep up with it. So.
These professionals that don't get paid, yes.
Continue.
Okay. So, we have the NXT Women's Championship match. We have champion Sasha Banks versus Bayley.
I think this will be the, I don't know, because the main event is a ladder match. I think that they're going to have one hell of a match. Sasha's perfect at playing her character, just a snotty, fucking stuck-up bitch and all the mannerisms that come with it, and good worker. Bayley, like I said earlier, is perfect at playing the Bayley character. And, you know, she's really good at it. She's a good worker. So I'm expecting a really good match. Sasha is saying that it's going to be the greatest women's match in the history of the world or whatever. So I think she's getting a little bit of a big head. But, you know, it's because she's confident. And I think this will be, if not the match of the night, it'll be at least be really close to it.
I like what you said about getting a big head. I heard her on Jericho's podcast, and a little taken aback as to how quote-unquote confident Sasha has been over the past couple of months. I hope
you think she's in. Do you think she's in character, kinda, or do you think that she's getting a big head?
No, because they were outright talking about, you know, shooting and things like that. I don't think it was in character whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
She was very open about marking out that she was talking to Chris Jericho, and those were her words. And I don't know.
if it is the character, then kudos to her. But there's a thin line that you you have to walk very carefully in WWE because they don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like one of her stories that she's telling. I think she's telling it to show how big of a wrestling fan is.
Yeah.
But I'm not the most sentimental person in the world, but I would never, and I'm a huge wrestling fan, and even if I was the single biggest wrestling fan in the world, I would go to my grandfather's funeral instead of watching SmackDown.
Yeah. I haven't watched SmackDown in, I don't know how many years, it's so irrelevant.
True. That's true. I'm missing.
There's an 8-man tag match that may or may not be on the show. I hope it's on the show because it's, you know, they really should open the show bringing out Enzo Amore because the dude is just like no one I've ever seen before, and he would be really good at getting the perfect opener, getting the crowd jacked. When you know they're already going to be jacked, and everyone will be into doing their catchphrases. And I didn't like Carmella at first, but I'm actually thinking she's improved greatly as far as the character and being part of the act. And I don't know how her work rate is. Well, I guess we'll see that because she's wrestling Eva Marie on the show. That's probably not going to be on the main special, but she is wrestling Eva Marie. So we'll see what kind of work rate she's improved on, but. I think she's added to the act. Kaz is all right. Mojo is just, Mojo's on cocaine, dude. That's all I can guess. And Zack Ryder, I'm sure he's happy just to be doing something.
Absolutely.
And then that one guy, Gable, there's something there. And, you know, it's like he's a long way away, but there's something there.
And for the main event...
Thoughts on that match or anything?
I don't know who any of those people are.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought there was a women's tag match on this show.
There is a women's tag match also. That might not be on the show either. It's not a tag match. It's actually a four-way between Charlotte,
right.
Becky, Dana Brooke, and Emma, which it kind of sounds like a tag match when you see, because they're like, you know, Becky... Emma and what's her name have been teaming, but it's a four-way, and I'm sure they're going to have Charlotte and Becky carry the match for the most part. Dana Brooke, who's improved, you notice that the women their character as far as being the character is so far advanced from where they are work rate. So they do spend plenty of time making their character, but they need to catch up in the ring, and. We'll see what happens, but there's three good women in the match, so it should be all right.
In the main event, we have the NXT.
I guess Craig would say there's two good women and two others.
Yeah.
Because Craig's been drinking a Robert Kool-Aid about not hating on Charlotte.
I don't hate on her. She's just very green, and she's getting by on her name alone. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I knew it would happen, and it was her more than the other ones because these girls, they wrestle. It's the same four girls wrestling each other over and over again. They could do the match blindfolded. They're rehearsed matches from start to finish. And once you put in a situation where you don't know, like, you know, if she's working with Sasha, I'm sure they're on a brainwave page where they're like, they know exactly what's going on. It's totally different when you don't have that with somebody else. And she's still only been doing it for less than 2 years. I knew that was going to happen, unfortunately. But luckily for her, she does have her name. And she is pretty athletic, so she might get a little better. But, you know, I don't hate her as much as some people do. But, yeah, I think it's showing more with her because she is less experienced than Sasha and Becky, who've been wrestling for years before Charlotte. So, of course, they're technically better.
It's just, it's very annoying when you know that a person's green and you know that they've actually caused people injuries and you just see them continue to thrive and get pushed, and I'm sure someday she's going to be very, very good. It's just not today.
Yeah, well, fortunately, they don't have a choice because they're trying to make it happen in WWE, so of course they're going to go with the girl with the famous name.
Well, I think I would have brought up Bayley before I brought up Charlotte. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried when they do bring up Bayley because I know they're going to screw up the character somehow. But, yeah, I mean, Bayley, I think she should be there with them.
Yeah. Okay, so main event. We have Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens in an NXT Championship ladder match. This should be off the charts good.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Okay.
That was my imitation, making sure. No, it should be awesome. I mean, Kevin Owens has had some awesome ladder matches and other crazy shit, and he likes to do crazy shit. And they're probably going to have to ask him to kind of tone it down. but it should be awesome. Finn's awesome. I'm sure the entrance will be incredible in that building with that many people going crazy for it. So we'll see what happens.
I don't get the big deal about the entrance.
It's like different, that's why. It's different.
Looks like a white boogeyman.
Even, I know Alex Golf hates it, too, the entrance for some reason, but it's
like
different. I mean,
epilepsy or something, I don't know.
Yeah, it might catch on. We'll see what happens.
I think the entrance is very awesome. I think it's real artsy-fartsy, and it's just right up his alley. So more power to him getting over with it. So
he looks hideous by a paint on. Like Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, maybe a few less pills. Anyway, so yeah, that's the NXT show. That is, again, tomorrow night, and that is on the network. And this one actually is exclusively on the network.
Be interesting to see it different in front of a different audience than you're used to. So.
Mm.
And more people.
Yeah, I think it's I think it can get over really well.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, I mean, all the other specials they've done have been pretty badass. Hopefully this will continue. And hopefully there'll be a crazy crowd and that'll add to it.
Okay. Is WWE website is horrible to get an official lineup for things. Here we go. You would think it'd be easier because it's their website, but
they don't have it on Wrestling Observer's update.
Well, you know what? I'd rather throw caution to the wind and just go with the real website.
Yeah, well, if Bix did it, it'd probably suck. So. I don't blame you.
Okay, here we are. In no particular order. And I say that because I don't know what order they're going. First match, we have Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev. Wow. Big pop for that.
Well, everything with Rusev and Summer and Lana has been awesome. But Dolph's in it. Dolph sucks.
He's kind of slipped a peg or two.
He's the worst on the microphone. I don't know how the fuck he does comedy shows and thinks he's a comedian. I don't like seeing Dolph on my screen. I'm done with Dolph.
Luckily, it's not a debate.
Yeah.
Mm,
hopefully, Rooster kills him. Bruce has been fucking awesome, though.
Oh, yeah. He's been absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, he's one of the best acts as far as all around in entertaining. I mean, he's fucking great. Lana is so much hotter.
I don't like her. She's horrible.
She looks fine to me.
Either.
She looks fine to what the one that's bothering me is Lana is so much hotter when she's an angry, mean bitch. I don't like happy Lana. She's not as attractive.
Huh.
I did mark out for that accolade that Summer put on her the other week. That was pretty damn hot.
Okay, so we have a fatal four-way for the tag team championship match. We have Los Matadors versus The New Day versus Lucha Dragons versus Champions Titus and O'Neil. Should be fun. I would expect The New Day to go away as champs.
I think the Black guys to win.
Mm, good call.
Mm-hmm. And I picked the new coat of paint to win too.
Yes, the new coat of paint.
I love that entrance with Kofi skipping down the aisle. That's so fucking awesome.
It's the greatest. It really is.
BE2, and you know Xavier's in the back of his mind, he's slowly going to start doing something crazy too to keep up with the other two, because Kofi's awesome. Big E, I mean, if you have to look, to me, I have to look for BE, because Kofi just sticks out when he's doing that skip with the clap. I mean, he does it in such perfect harmony. And then when I heard everyone talking about Big E, then I actually looked at Big E, and then I was like, oh, damn, that's pretty awesome too. And they're freaking awesome. Like, their promos in the back are awesome. There was a few weeks ago, they did one of those, what is it, Raw Rewinds, or like one of those little, like, couple-minute interviews that they throw on the network or whatever, or on the website. And it was them with JoJo, and they were just pretty much harassing JoJo and trying to get JoJo to do the chant with them. And Big E is just awesome doing that, like, preacher gimmick when he's talking. And they're one of the best things. It's their heel. They're not going to last the heels very long. In fact, it might end on Sunday. The fan, because it's New York, you know what I mean?
Right.
It could be the crowd that turns them baby face. But they're awesome. Titus is cool. He's a little out of control, but I like Titus. He's a little boring to me, but he's a decent worker. The Matadors, they're good. You know, they're not gonna win. Sin Cara and Kalisto are kind of hit and miss. Sometimes they look great, and sometimes they're totally out of whack. And I'm sure they'll Torito or whatever the hell his name, the little bull, and Xavier are going to go at it at some point in the match, and it'll be a wild, crazy match, and I hope it'll be pretty fun.
It's the first match in WWE history with so many people and none of them are white.
Yeah, that's true.
I just noticed that.
It's crazy, but it's absolutely true. Okay, here we go. Women's championship, or excuse me, women's championship. Women's match time. This is what it says right on the website. Team Bella versus Team BAD versus PCB.
I'm tired of all this team stuff. I don't want to. In my life, I'm tired of all this team stuff.
I liked it better when there was a submission sorority.
Can we get that whatever, like, date to get to the longest reigning Divas champion so we can have some singles title matches instead of team crap? Jesus Christ.
Well, they've done this for years. It's not just now because they're trying to hold out for the championship. They've always done this. But,
well, they haven't always done this.
They always have tags or multiple matches instead of just having a tag of the singles match.
Yeah, but it usually always ends with a singles match.
On Raw the next day. So they have to build. They have to build to Raw.
There's too many people in these matches.
You know what, though? I'm going to agree with that. There's too many people in this match because two things. There's no way they could do this match and do it good, because if it was like a total, like everyone had to be eliminated, it would suck because people are going to have to be eliminated in a minute. Okay, so that sucks. So they're not doing that. So what they're doing is it's one elimination per team and then the team's eliminated, which I think sucks because somebody major is not going to be in it at the end of the match. The match, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, and I guess Nikki should be, you know, it should come down to them because they're the focal points of the three groups. but it's not going to come down to that because someone's going to be eliminated before the end. So I just don't think, I don't know, I would have just done a three-way with just the three girls or something, or not have it be elimination, just have it like be a three-way, but have it be one fall.
Yeah, with this match, they're trying to get all the girls over, which I get. So obviously you're going to have one team stand victorious and two other teams are going to get beaten completely. Because this is one of those gimmicks where one girl gets pinned and the whole team is out. So
it's like they got so many people that nobody stands out.
That's another
right.
thing.
Exactly.
Well, Tamina will stand out because she's horrible.
So bad. So
she couldn't even hurt them girls on Tough Enough to get fucking splash.
Right? Oh, we need to talk about Tough Enough too later.
Okay, we've got coming fresh off of his ladder match from the night before, we have Kevin Owens. He's going to be wrestling Cesaro. This could be the best match on the show.
Yeah, Cesaro's been on an awesome roll, except for the ending of the Raw match. That came at the wrong time. But other than that, I mean, he's been great. And that one, whoever started the Cesaro section sign gimmick, it's paid off because now someone's doing that pretty much everywhere. And hopefully Vince will see that and think that he's actually over, because, you know, Vince doesn't think he's over or anything entertaining about him. I don't know how. But hopefully this will lead to bigger, better things, because he's fucking one of the... He's probably might be the best worker on the whole show right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Owens is awesome. And I wonder how much you're going to fat shame him on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think this could be one of the best matches of the night, if not the best match of the night. Really depends on how much time they have and if they book a clean finish or not. And, it's hard to say, but it should be a great match. These guys work really good together. We've seen them in tag matches over the last few weeks. And, yeah.
Good job.
I might have been in your ring in the country, yeah.
I mean, they're doing that every time.
I'm looking forward to it. Kevin Owens is full bastard. He's probably going to be beat all this shit from the night before, so.
Yeah, exactly. Next match, I would suspect there's going to be some shenanigans as the Wyatt family, Bray and Luke Harper, race facing Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
All right, who's turning? Ambrose or Reigns?
Oh, Ambrose for sure.
I don't think either. I think, I wonder if Eric Rowan's coming back. It seems like it makes sense to me.
I don't think he's ready to come back.
There's a couple of scenarios that I've been thinking about. Number one, we could get Dean to turn and possibly join the Wyatts, as crazy as that sounds. Or, like you said, Rowan could come back. There was speculation that Sting was going to be on this show. But, quite frankly, this show didn't need Sting. They already had a main event. The undercard was solid. They needed to hold off Sting to pop another quote-unquote buy possibly next month or the month after that.
Yeah, that's what
I think the main reason they took them off is just because Rowan got hurt and you lost your third man, so there's no need for the third. And then, like you say, you could just save him for another time. It's not like he was needed. But I think that's the reason why he was taken off more than anything. But, wasn't fucking, what the hell is his name? The party dude?
Adam Rose?
The guy who came down with his crew dancing? Adam Rose. Wasn't Adam Rose supposed to be joining the Wyatt clan a few weeks ago or something? What the hell happened with that?
This first heard of it.
Yeah, I kind of heard, well, if you... kind of watched his Twitter. There's been a lot of talk about the Leo Kruger character coming back. So that could have possibly been it. I don't know. I was thinking that my friend Brian Alvarez, perhaps you've heard of him, was alluding to the fact that Bo was going to be part of the Wyatt clan.
Well, I know they're brothers, but I don't know how that would fit. I don't know. But you notice that the guy who's going to be treated the less in this match, the guy who's going to be considered the weak link in this match, is actually the best worker of all four of them?
Luke Harper? Is that Luke Harper?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, well, him and Dean are pretty damn good. Yeah, that's pretty close, but he's better than fuck. He is so much better than Roman Reigns. Jesus Christ, he's just ugly, and Roman Reigns is pretty, and that's why they're saying the pushes that they are. But goddamn, Luke Harper can do everything. He's fucking awesome.
Yep, he's very good. Yeah. So shenanigans in this match. Who knows what's going to happen?
I'm going to think the Wyatt just because they kind of they lost on Monday, so it makes sense. They went over on in this match. So.
Yeah, they'll go over by shenanigans.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm still thinking that Dean's going to turn, or maybe not even join the Wyatts, but just turn. And then it would be 3-on-2, and then maybe we get Sting and Roman at the next show, or maybe, like you said, the other guy comes back and then Sting joins the two of them. But the way that Dean was just overly gushing about his friendship with Roman on Monday leads me to believe that Dean is turning this week.
Mm-hmm. I might as well just put the Shield back together.
No doubt.
That would actually be cool.
I can hear you, Trey. Sorry. Again, I'm navigating this website. Please forgive me. Oh, here we go. We have a triple threat match with Ryback, the Big Show, and The Miz. And this is for the Intercontinental Championship.
I swear this match feels like it's been built up for 6 months. They've been waiting to have this fucking match.
It's been a while.
I mean, because, you know, Ryback had the injury, so they held off for like a month or two. I mean, it feels like forever since they've been teasing this.
I got to say, I don't understand why so many people hate The Miz. The Miz is actually fucking awesome. I guess maybe not so much when he's working, but
maybe the gimmick's working. I don't know. I'm like, Aiden.
He's awesome on Tough Talk.
Yeah.
And he does good, like when he does like the Miz whatever, like the Piper's Pit thing he does. And he's not a bad wrestler. Treated him like a joke for so long as far as his in-ring. But as far as the character, I mean, and it's not even a character, it's really him. I mean, basically, I mean, he's awesome. He's awesome at just being the Miz and just being a little shithead.
Yeah. The way they've been pushing it, you would think that if by WWE logic, you would think that Miz is walking away with the championship. But I think they might be foolish to do that. So I would expect Ryback to keep this one.
Yeah. And Ryback's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, lately. He really has.
I think he's kind of underrated when he's on as a talker. I think he's pretty good as a talker too, Ryback. I mean, when he does promos.
Right.
He's really good at throwing, like, little ad-libs in there.
Yeah.
We then have Randy Orton versus Sheamus. Kind of expecting Orton to go over clean on this one. I bet you he's next in line.
I'll see you, Sheamus, because he lost Monday and he lost last month on pay-per-view, so figured it's turn to win.
Yeah, but he's got to cash in that briefcase, and you know they like to beat him before they cash it in. So this will be good. Randy's good. Sheamus is just, I just say I like him a little more than I like Dolph. He just doesn't do it for me anymore. They just kind of stale with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, Randy's phenomenal. Randy always has good matches, so I'm sure this will be great. It's like everyone takes Randy for granted. You know, it's, oh, it's Randy, but then he'll have the match, and he'll have this great match, but then everyone will still be, oh, it's just boring Randy, you know what I mean? But it's like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he gets a little more heat than he should from the internet fans, but it'll be good. It'll be hard-hitting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we have a tag team match. We have Stardust and the Cosmic King, Barrett, versus Stephen Amell and Neville. So, in theory, I will be making my SummerSlam debut.
You know you're going to be edited off every clip.
I see him on there Monday during that video package.
You should do a contest. The first person who can tweet you like a screenshot of you if you actually do make it and give him like a shirt or something. But yeah, Craig, you're such a heel. You're like the most hated man in the production booth. Kevin Dunn hates your guts. What's real funny is a lot of them think that was actually Brian that did that.
Oh, I know. That's awesome. That's the best news I ever heard.
Oh, they think Brian's a big fat guy.
My mom's coming over to watch this match.
Really?
She's a Hero fan.
She's very, very excited to see Arrow, huh?
Yeah. We love that show. One of our favorite shows, so.
I've been wanting to, because I finally got Netflix, so it's on Netflix, so I'm getting ready to watch it. I finished Daredevil. Daredevil is fucking fantastic, by the way. But yeah, I hear it's good. I know Leela's always talking about it, so I might check it out.
Yeah. It's probably the best, like, in the team. Well, Daredevil's only had one season, but I think Arrow's probably the best of all the, like, superhero TV shows.
Yeah, I hear good things. And that dude's an athlete. I mean, he was impressive fucking jumping over when he jumped over the railing and then jumped away. He jumped in the ring. I mean, that guy's got some hops.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know who's going to come out as, Stephen Amell or the Arrow.
Oh, he's got to come out as the Arrow. Got to.
Hope it doesn't.
And it's not like he's
star
like,
power seeing the Arrow against all these, you know, these guys so much bigger than him.
Yeah.
Maybe not Neville, but, you know.
And it's not like it's the old comic book costume. You know what I mean? That would look goofy. It's basically just a hood with a short cape.
Yeah.
So I mean, Neville comes out with a cape. I mean, I'm sure they'll actually look. All four of them actually look. Some people will say they look cool, and some people will say they look goofy as hell, but I'm thinking I'm going to enjoy it. Man, we're getting a lot of positives in the show tonight.
Dude, I worked 52 hours this week, and I still got to go in tomorrow. I am burnt out.
Oh, me too. I went back to work last week for my 4 weeks vacation. I took all 4 weeks off in a row. And I only worked 3 days last week. This was the first week that I worked all 5 days. And, yeah, I feel you, man. I'm getting too old for UPS. I need to hurry up and get to retirement soon because I can't take this shit much longer.
Hey, Ed, if you got Netflix, you got to check out the Iron Sheik documentary.
Oh, it's on there?
Yeah.
I'll be watching that either later tonight or in the morning.
I just found Hulu. They had the trailer for the Jake Roberts film or documentary coming out, and it was pretty good.
Okay, so we got about 5 minutes.
I was just going to say real quick.
Well, actually, I said it for 90 minutes, so don't worry.
Ed, did you tell me you watched Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah, it was awesome. You haven't seen it for you guys to see it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I watched it on Amazon the other day. It's like far as action goes, this is one of the best ones I've ever seen. I think.
I heard it's really good. So yeah.
It's like a 2 hour straight action sequence. I mean, there's not much.
There's a couple little spots.
Yeah. I mean,
honestly,
it shouldn't even be 10 lines in the whole movie, you know.
Yeah. It honestly shouldn't even be called Mad Max because Charisse Thorne's more of the star of the movie than the guy playing Mad Max.
Yeah.
But some
of those action sequences were. I'm kind of upset I didn't see it like on the big screen, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I saw it on. Luckily, I went to go because I don't really go to the movie theaters a lot, but I did go see that. And I did hear that, like Walmart and these places are selling out of silver paint because people are being idiots and spraying themselves with silver paint. That's, you know, goddamn, there's some stupid people. But anyway, let's get back to it.
With no Lord Humongous on there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
it's one of those movies where. You see the situation, how everybody lived, and it looks like everybody probably better off dead.
Right. Speaking of Lord Humongous, did you know that they almost made Lord Humongous was almost going to be Duck?
Excuse me?
In the original Mad Max, what was his friend's name? Wasn't it Duck or something? Anyway, his buddy in the original Mad Max who got killed and burnt up, they were going to make, that's who Lord Humongous was supposed to be.
Now you're talking about Lord Humongous' right-hand man, not Mad Max's.
Yes, I'm talking about Mad Max's, his right-hand man, his buddy, his partner that got killed in the original Mad Max. They were almost going to make him be Lord Humongous, but they decided not to go with it. Anyway, interesting trivia fact. We can get back to SummerSlam here since we're almost done anyway.
Yes, we are almost done. Semi-main event, we have John Cena versus champion Seth Rollins. This is a title winner-takes-all match. Excuse me. And I'm still on the fence. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. But I would imagine some kind of a schmoz.
Yeah, I don't expect a real winner or loser. I don't expect any kind of title change here. I don't think
right.
at least.
It'll be some kind of dusty finish. Seth will keep the title, but Cena will lay him out. You know what I mean, at the end. And I think it'll be a good match. And John Cena is a mutant dude or something. He's got like the Wolverine healing factor in him. Because how the fuck does his nose look normal? How?
A lot of money and a great plastic surgeon.
That's very true. And he's got both.
Yeah.
And I think the nose is going to come into play in this match. If Seth wins, I wouldn't be surprised if it's because of the nose. You know, that's something they could, if they wanted him to go over. He could, like, work the nose or something.
Or I could see Cena working over Seth's nose and busting his nose up a little bit.
That's true. I was going to say, you know, they got 4 hours. If they really want to do something different, they could have had these guys go out there and do something they'd never done, like do an hour time limit draw or something. I thought that would be cool.
Well, they got 4 hours. You know, the other matches could go short. Who knows what could happen?
Plus, they could start at the top of the second hour. You know, you wouldn't think anything of it, you know, because of so much time left. Something different.
And, of course, the main event, we have The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. I was going to do the Paul Heyman, but I just can't muster it. Or do
you sing? You gonna sing for us? That was awesome Monday.
Yes, sir.
Everything Paulie does is awesome.
Are you excited?
Are you excited for your favorite Kane's return in this match and screwing over Brock?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I already figured that was happy.
There was he was on the local radio station here in Seattle the other day, and the guys, the morning guys, also do podcasts. Each of them do, and they had Paul on for a whopping like 7 or 8 minutes. But the guy Steve, who is one of the DJs, a buddy of mine I've known for a few years, and he lives in my town. He asked him, Paul, if you were to build a Mount Rushmore of wrestling, who would you put on it? And Paul said, well, you know what? Why don't you go first? And so Steve, the DJ, says, well, I'd probably put Ric Flair and Roddy Piper and, well, I'm kind of hesitant to put Hulk Hogan there, but, okay, I'll go Rock and Stone Cold. And then Paul Heyman pauses for a second, and he says, my Mount Rushmore will eclipse your Mount Rushmore, because the only one on top of the mountain is Brock Lesnar. And he just goes on and on and on. It was just tremendous.
He's a carny.
He's the best.
He may be one of the greatest carnies of all time. But I'm sure this, I don't know, it's like, can Undertaker take 20 suplexes? You know what I mean? The match is either going to be really, really good or maybe slightly better than the WrestleMania match. I'm hoping that it's really good and he doesn't kill the Undertaker. But so they can have a rematch at WrestleMania. But thinking it's going to be good, I mean, just, there's something about Brock that just is like an element of, you don't know what the fuck could happen.
He's like a real person to you, you know?
He's like a real life monster. I mean,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I think he's the most terrifying person in the entire world. Especially when he jumped into the ring, because then you realize that even if you had a head start, you couldn't get away.
He looks like he hates everybody. He looks like Paul Heyman is probably the only friend he's got in the world, you know, because he's the only one.
Okay, you know what the best part, the best part of Paul Heyman was from Brock with both arms, kind of like waved him off like, oh, stop it, stop it. I laughed so fucking hard at that. That was just Brock Lesnar just like, That was awesome.
Oh, and I was thinking about this the other day. He may be probably like the best babyface manager. You know, babyface managers aren't, we have never been much, but he's probably the best babyface manager of all time. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, what do you guys think is going to happen in this match? I'm picking
Brock's going to move over. I'm picking Brock to win clean, and then probably bring it back at Mania. But
I think that would be the best thing. But who knows?
I think it'd be foolish to have Taker win. I don't say put an end to it, but I can't see them beating Brock. He's just too big of a, unless he's going to be gone for a bit. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, but if he comes back at Mania, I mean, Brock shouldn't lose to him at WrestleMania, I don't think, in my opinion, if they do wrestle at Mania.
So you're saying have Undertaker win now and then have Brock win at WrestleMania?
I would have Undertaker win now, and then Brock want the rematch. And I mean, you could do something like maybe a Royal Rumble. You know, maybe because he beats Brock, maybe he gets Undertaker gets a shot at the title, Brock costs him the belt. And it forces like a match at WrestleMania, and you could even do it. I mean, if it's the end for the Undertaker, do the whole career, do a retirement match, and have Brock Lesnar go over, and you know that's the end of the Undertaker.
I don't know that they're going to beat Taker on his last match.
They really, if it gets Brock Lesnar, they should.
If anyone's going to do that though, it'd be Undertaker. You know what I mean? Just because he knows that You know what I mean? He's old school like that.
Yeah.
So
Christian match is Brock beat him once at WrestleMania. Can he beat him again? And can Undertaker, can he beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania? And there's lots of stuff you could do here. And plus, if Brock wins at WrestleMania, it puts him over more by beating Undertaker twice at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and then like they could do what I was saying, which is probably not the best thing, but have they can have Kane come back, help Undertaker win, and then you can have Brock kill Kane, and then he finishes off the Undertaker at WrestleMania. It's kind of hard to see Taker being the heel at WrestleMania.
I don't think anybody sees Taker as being the real heel. I mean, he's one of those guys. I think he's always going to be he's always going to be on the baby face side, even when he does wrong,
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm kind of hoping, if they do have Taker win, what I would like to see to set up the WrestleMania match is have Brock go in number one at the Royal Rumble and just fucking kill everybody, and then he gets to be in the main event. Is it a title match, or is it you get to be in the main event if you're in the Royal Rumble? Because he could say, I'm in the main event, I don't give a fuck about the title, I want goddamn Undertaker.
Or if you really want to put the title on the Undertaker and have Brock beat him, maybe put the title on Undertaker at the Royal Rumble, because it's only a month or two, a couple months before WrestleMania. It's not like them having gone without having the champion there a long time.
I just don't think we're gonna see Undertaker until if he wins until WrestleMania. That'll be the way Brock gets him back.
That would be perfect for. It would be great for Brock to start at number one and just destroy guys for 1 hour. Not really.
Right? He could suplex everybody
in the ring.
Yeah, he could. Okay, it's him and the guy who starts. He suplexes them 4 times and suplexes them out of the ring. And then the next guy comes and he gets suplexed 3 times and thrown out of the ring. And it's never more than Brock and maybe Brock and 3-4 other people at most. It's just that year that Stone Cold won here in San Antonio when he got rid of everybody, just have Brock there's always the one, the diesel spot, where, one big guy runs wild. It doesn't have it to be a spot. Have it be the whole damn match.
I hope the old guy's up to it. His match at Mania it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. And
yeah.
They're putting these guys on last. And so.
It'll be a big time feel, though. It'll be a big time feel. And
sure.
I mean, he did get a concussion, so you can't totally hope that the match from last year's Mania. Well, this year, he was working with Bray Wyatt, who's a big step down from Brock Lesnar or Shawn Michaels or Triple H or CM Punk, even. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
You're not as emotionally invested in that match as you were the other one, so that also makes it not as seem as important as the other ones. But this one, it's Brock Lesnar. It brings in that big match feel, because the match with Bray Wyatt was not a big match feel. It was just a match. But this is the big fucking time. And, hopefully the old man will pull it through. And, he doesn't have a lot of matches left, so, hopefully he can have enough. Hopefully it'll be good, and hopefully it'll lead to an even bigger match, in a few months in Dallas.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I think it's going to be a good match. I'm sure the storytelling is going to be really good. In fact, I think the storytelling is probably going to be better than the match itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's SummerSlam. I think it's... looks like a really stacked show, really good show. And I think they, for them, they've been hyping it up as the WrestleMania of the summer and things like that. That's very cool. They need something else. And I think this is a perfect way to introduce it. And let's hope they do it in Vegas next year. What the heck? I'll fly down for that.
All right. Well, That's it. I'm almost positive they're going to do LA instead, but I did kind of ask that question if they did move it to Vegas next year. It says, unfortunately, it has to go against UFC 200, so I think the higher-ups might put the kibosh on it of moving it to SummerSlam. But like I said, I'm almost positive it's going to be LA, but I did want to give everyone feedback if it was in Vegas. That'd be awesome. I might even have to make a second trip if I can afford it just for that at my own personal convention. I think SummerSlam is going to be a great show. I did set it for an hour and a half. We don't have to do the whole hour and a half, but I do want to talk about something before we go. And I know it's about a subject that I know Craig's not going to really want to talk about, but I actually really would have liked to get his opinion on it. And I don't know, Katrina, did you see a Toughen Up and Tough Talk this past week?
I saw Toughen Up. I did not watch Tough Talk.
Okay, well, you missed the you know what happened, though, right?
No, I don't. Actually.
Okay. Oh, okay. You didn't hear the whole ring rat story?
Well, I heard something about this. Maybe I read it in the Observer the other day or something. I don't remember. But.
Okay, well, basically what happened is they're doing Tough Talk, which is actually is better than Tough Enough, honestly. And they talk to the contestants, and they get them to bury each other and so forth. And it's down to the two last guys and the two last girls. Okay, one of the girls, Sarah Lee, she's just got the fans behind her because she just looks like a nice girl. She doesn't come off as a super bitch, whereas the other girl comes off as a super bitch. But she's perfect for a reality TV. She really is perfect for reality. They're both perfect because they're the opposites, right? And the other one, she's realizing that it's coming down to the end, and she's been playing this bitch character, which is good for the show and everything, but now she's realizing that she's behind in the vote, so she's grasping at straws to kind of change everything. So she's trying to choose on Tough Talk. She's, I'm doing a character. She's trying to tell everyone, like, look at me, I'm good, I can do a character. That's why I should be in WB, because I'm talented. And, you know, trying to play it off like that, and she's not really such a bitch, which she's a bitch. There's no two cents. There's no saying otherwise. She's a bitch. But so she comes out and she makes a comment that Sarah is a ring rat, and you should have seen the expression on Daniel Bryan and the Miz's face. Paige pretty much jumped out of her seat at that. Sarah was just like she couldn't believe that the girl said that. But the problem that I have with this comment is, if she was just a fan, you could say that, but she's part of this Tough Enough. She's actually working. They're all working together. So she's not a fan. She's a colleague. And what's wrong with colleagues getting involved with each other? Daniel Bryan is married to Brie Bella. The Miz is married to Maryse, so forth and so forth. Basically, by calling Sarah Lee a ring rat, she's calling every diva, or almost every diva that's in WWE or been in WWE, a ring rat. And I thought that she just came off horrible in saying that, and it was just so desperate, and it's just such a fucked up thing. She's basically calling the girl a whore, you know what I mean? And I just didn't like that. And
sounds like something that she probably thought wasn't a big deal to say, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. It was a big deal because the word ring rat has now been banned in the WWE company. You can no longer say ring rat or anything like that if you're an employee at WWE. And Craig, I know you don't like talking about stuff like this, but I'd like to get your assessment of the whole. And do you think that, like I say, she's not just insulting Sarah Lee. She's insulting all the other girls. You know what I mean?
Now, I must have missed it, but is Sarah Lee involved with someone?
Somebody said that there were pictures of her hanging out with Sammy Callahan. What's his name?
Solomon Crowe.
Yeah, Solomon Crowe, but he's involved with Havoc. You know, he's together with Havoc. There was just maybe someone took some pictures of them hanging out or something. So she's just... And you know, they're there at the Performance Center. Yes, she's going to hang out with the wrestlers because they're there. You're going to talk to them. Same thing with Amanda. You could probably say the same thing about Amanda. You know what I mean? So I haven't actually heard of her doing it. And even if she did, like I say, she's not a fan now. She's a fellow worker because she's on the mm-hmm. show. She's an employee.
Well, I've always, I was always told at a very young age, you never dip your pen in the company ink. So
yeah, but that's not how WWE works.
I totally understand. I'm just telling you the way. Now, that's not to say I didn't, you know, try to get on the company ink. Anyway, another story for another time on another podcast. But yeah, it's kind of you live with these people per se. You travel with them. It's just inevitable that you're going to end up having feelings for somebody. So I get people hooking up. I get people, you know, being attracted. I mean, there's some of the hottest women in the world on that television. So you know, I get that. So it's inevitable that it's going to happen. I think it's kind of a punk move to call somebody a ring rat. But at the same time, it's a reality show. It's cutthroat. And I'm sure this girl was just doing whatever she could to save her spot.
With that said, comment, they wouldn't do you to the voters.
That's true.
Really was a stupid thing to say.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's going to have the opposite effect. I think someone told her. Someone had to have told her to say that or something.
This whole voting thing is just fucked this whole show up. You know.
I think in some ways it's made it awesome though.
In
now,
some
Ed,
way, but I mean, really, I mean, the fans should not have any say in stuff like this. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's their own fault for doing it. It's not the fans' fault. It's their fault because they should have known better. They should have done it like Stone Cold and had Jericho be the final decision maker every week. That's what they should have done, but they didn't do that.
Never put anybody's fate in the hands of the people.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
And then, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was going to say, I know that Tamara Lynn Sinch has banned you from everything, Facebook and or Twitter. But yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I can't remember. But she puts up a picture of a very young girl walking next to Shawn Michaels.
That's all this yesterday.
Yeah. And it was Shawn Michaels, there was a couple other workers coming out of the back, and Tammy has since taken it down, but it said, and I wish I could quote it because it was taken down, this is a 14-year-old Sunny giving her phone number to Shawn Michaels, and then it says, ... who would have known years later I would have banged him?
She's something else, man. I do kind of wish I could get these lingerie pictures that she's posting.
There's really nothing weird when it comes to her, son.
You're missing nothing. Really. I mean, she
didn't
look
at WrestleMania.
No.
Did you notice that on that Saturday, she was the last person to pack up the table?
Well, I just saw her basically throwing a fit that she didn't get enough room for her gimmick table. And you know how people look even uglier when they are mad? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to another level of ugly.
She
10 miles of bad road right there.
I know, like, you know Darnell, right? Yeah, you know Darnell. Darnell told me he met her, and she was like a total bitch to him and everyone. Darnell's one of those flamboyant gay guys that everybody loves, so it's like kind of surprising. But, Sunny's over the hill. One thing I wanted to bring up regarding the whole ring rat thing is Dave kind of was talking about the double standard. And it's so funny because guys, you know what I mean? If a girl sleeps around or whatever, guys, oh, she's a slut, this, that, and then it's like, but when they're the ones having sex, it's like they're, you know, doing their thing. It's so funny, though, because I've had a bunch of different girls that I've been, like, really, really tight with, and I've heard them talk, and as much as guys talk about girls and having sex, they don't have shit on what girls say to each other and talk about it. It's so much more. There's so much more predators than guys, and guys think that, oh, I'm the predator, or they're just a slut or whatever, but it's like, it's almost a total opposite in reality. And it's like, guys, it would blow their mind if they actually listened to a you know, a group of girls talk about shit, because they would be blushing, because, you know what I mean? It just makes me laugh.
You know, you talked about the rules being, like, the men are looked at different than the women, you know, for doing basically the same thing. Like,
yeah.
When the whole Edge Lita thing happened, you never heard anybody call, he was like, Lita's such a fucking whore and this, that, the other thing. Nobody really said anything bad about Edge, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, and he was the one cheating. He was the one that was married. She just had a boyfriend. Edge is the one that was married.
But nobody ever said anything bad about, like, Chris Benoit stole Kevin Sullivan's wife. Did you ever hear a bad word about him? You know? Well, they didn't hear that stuff, but...
Yeah. And, like, okay, like, two people who are rumored to have slept around would be, as far as a guy, Batista, and as a girl, Kelly Kelly. And same thing. Everyone says, oh, Kelly Kelly's a slut. And then everyone's, oh, yeah, Batista, he's cool. And then everyone asks on the shoot interviews, how big is Batista's dick? But it's like, it's the same thing. You know, why is one a whore and one cool? You know what I mean?
That's the thing. It's just like in high school, which you have a girl considered a whore and the guy, he's doing the same thing and he's out there giving high fives to his buddies. You know, yeah, got me thrown this weekend, you know.
I once called out this guy at UPS one time because there used to be this girl that worked there. Me and her were real tight, but she, you know, messed around a couple people. Got that bigger reputation than she should have. And I knew her, so I knew exactly what she was and wasn't doing. And then she ended up not, you know, she left the company, whatever. And then this other guy who must have started, like, either right when she left or even after, and he was just talking to a bunch of guys, oh, there's this girl, Veronica, and she was this, that, and this other. And I was like, motherfucker, you didn't even work here when she was fucking here. How the fuck do you know anything other than you're just hearing a bunch of fucking hearsay or this? And, you know, I just told him I didn't appreciate talking about my friend and fucking shut his ass up. But, yeah, it's like, it's, I don't know. It just, I think stuff like that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that whole ring rat thing was, that was just so low. You know what I mean? That's the definition of dirty pool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and watch this now. So
you should, just to see the reactions of everybody when she said it. I mean, that was like, wow. They were like shocked. They were not expecting to hear that. But, we got about 5 minutes here, so anything else you want to talk about, Craig? You want to talk about anything before we go?
Okay. I know he's never going to hear this, so. Super China Buffet is on Sunday, and one of the people that usually somehow makes it to Super China Buffet is Brent Crimmin.
He wants to bring friends this year.
Yeah.
And he needs a ride.
Brent was asking for a ride, and Sonic, of all people, offered to take him from the buffet to Brian's house and then home. So then today, or yesterday, I don't know when, Brent says, who can take me and my guests? Now, let me say this. Brent's he's a nice guy. A little unaware of body language and a little unaware of who he is and how he puts himself out to people. And
similarly, Sonic's the same way, just not to that extreme.
If you don't have a ride for you, why would you invite two people? Am I out of my mind? If you can't get you there, then why would you invite two people and then beg people to take you? This has boggled my imagination.
This is almost a decade later, and someone's still asking for rides places. You know.
Then they had the disaster. Was it last year or the year before, where he got into the argument with his friend and Brian and Whitney spent the whole time outside? Now he wants to bring two friends over, and one just because he thinks the guy might enjoy it. If I was a friend, I'd be like, "Fuck that, I don't want to go." But
intrigued just to see what kind of friends Brent Crimin has.
Yeah, like, I mean, you guys are his friends, kind of, and you guys can only stand him once or twice a year. How does anyone put up with him every day?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, even Dave Meltzer will do anything he can to avoid the man.
It'd be like an episode of Seinfeld where you ran this guy so much that you feel like you had to break up with him. Just because
you can't handle
him anymore. So how do you break up with a guy? You know, and tell him you would know. Let's just go our separate ways.
It's really weighing heavy on me because if he does get to Brian's house some way somehow from the buffet, he's gonna bother me for a ride, and I'm telling you right now, I don't want to take him.
Just tell him no.
Yeah, but I'm a nice guy, and I feel like I, you know what I mean?
Are you taking your kid?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I was going to say you could use your kid. It could be like, I can't take you.
I
have to have Cameron home in bed at a certain time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the person that needs to be in bed at a certain time is me. You know, I don't want to run him all over hell and half of Georgia just to get him home. And,
just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just be evil Craig on Sunday. Just tell yourself. Just listen to the devil on your right shoulder and not the Jesus on your left shoulder.
It's really hard. That's all I'm saying. And I hate being that guy. And if you don't want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to you.
I'd be interested to go to the buffet just to see what Brent puts in his pockets.
You know what you should do? Because Peach is there, isn't he?
Yeah, Peach is here. That's
you
correct.
Tell you challenge Peach. This is what you do, Craig. You challenge Peach to annoy Brent more than Brent's being annoying to everyone else. And Peach will fucking
impossible.
Stay, and he will stay with Brent, and he will drive him crazy. He'll be the one who's driven crazy, but he will at least try. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll entice him with a visit to one of our recreational shops around here beforehand. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, he does like muscle relaxer, so I know you got some of those. So the show's about to go to the air, and it's going to be late, but I guess we better do the plugs anyway. Everyone, check out angrymarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at angrymarks.com, along with a lot of other shows. Check out angrymarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrera, and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. Follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
And for all your pro wrestling needs from myself, you can follow me on Twitter. That's my last name, Proper, and the word Jam after it. So Proper Jam on Twitter.
YouTube.com/Cotrera. Go up there. I got a bunch of stuff up there. Same thing as I every week. So anyway, I'm on Twitter, Cotrera35. I don't tweet. So.
It's true. It is true.
Okay. Confuses me. I know it sounds stupid saying that, but there's so many people saying everything, and I don't know. Hashtag this, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. So.
Yeah, you sound like someone who wouldn't understand Twitter.
Well, if I'm going to be getting arguments with people on Twitter, what would happen if I tweeted a lot? So.
I guess we'll go ahead and end the show, and we will be back next week, and then we'll talk about, I guess, everything that happened over the weekend, and we'll talk to everybody then.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the matrix shit. Let's go hook him up!
Tonight.